Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we're continuing the Sacred Rebuke series with a question that may sting. Why do lies feel safer than truth? We like to think of ourselves as seekers of truth. But the reality is, many of us find comfort in illusions. Lies feel easier. They feel softer. They feel safer. But safety built on illusion isn't safety at all. It's bondage dressed up as comfort. Let's be honest. Illusion is seductive. That's why so many people cling to it. Illusion tells you what you want to hear. It tells you everything is fine when it isn't. It tells you the relationship will get better even when the evidence says otherwise. It tells you the job will fulfill you if you just keep grinding, even though it's already draining your soul. It tells you your leaders have your best interest at heart, even when their fruit proves otherwise. And let's be real, illusions do feel good, at least for a while. Lies let you sleep at night. They let you avoid the sting of facing reality. They let you pretend the wound isn't there. But here's the sting. Every illusion you cling to is a delay. Every lie you swallow keeps you bound. And when you build your life on illusions, the collapse is inevitable because illusions always crack under the weight of truth. The comfort they give is counterfeit, and the cost of clinging to them is heavy. That's why this sacred rebuke matters, because if you want freedom, if you want sovereignty, if you want wholeness, you can't keep choosing illusions just because they feel safer. Here's the next layer to this I need to name: the psychological pain we carry. Too often, when we talk about illusions, corruption, or secrecy, we point outward. And yes, we must point outward. But if we stop there, we miss the other half of the equation. Most of the daily suffering people live with is repeated from inside. It's pattern. It's old wound choreography. It's the same story we replay because we haven't done the inner work to stop the tape. Psychological pain is real, and much of it is self-perpetuated. Think about it. How many times do we replay a hurtful conversation in our heads, rehearse the insult, feed the shame, and then act as if the wound is new each time? How many times do we accept behavior we should have left long ago because it's familiar and safe? Those are the pebbles we never addressed, the small internal compromises that become boulders. This is not blame, it's agency. When I say some pain is self-inflicted, I mean we sometimes keep the wound warm because we don't yet know how to let it go. We give our attention to the story until it becomes our identity. We keep rehearsing a role that no longer serves us. And then we wonder why we're stuck. But here is the sacred sting and the deeper gift. The only way to freedom is through the psychological work. You cannot outsource this. You cannot scroll it away. You cannot spiritualize it away with a platitude. The pattern breaks when you look at the tape. Name what's true. Feel the feeling fully and take one deliberate step, no matter how small, out of the old choreography. When you do the inner work, when you stop explaining away the small offenses, when you stop swallowing the story, when you sit with the shame until it loses its power, everything shifts. Your relationships shift. Your choices shift. Your field shifts. The things that once controlled you lose their grip. That's sovereignty. So this rebuke is gentle and merciless at once. Point outward where there's rot, yes. But also turn the light inward. Notice your part. Own your patterns. Do the painstaking, messy, courageous work. Because the freedom you want, the life you say you want, will not come around the corner. It comes through you. Let's go deeper. There's even another layer to illusion that we need to name. The filter of psychological pain. Because when we don't deal with our wounds, we don't just carry the pain. We start to see life through it. Think about it. Have you ever been cheated on in a relationship? And then when you step into a new one, you start reading ordinary actions, a late text back, a distracted glance, a work call that ran long as proof of cheating. Not because it was true, but because your wound had become your lens. That's what psychological pain does. It distorts your perception. It overlays a story onto reality that isn't there. And here's the sting. When we refuse to deal with those wounds, we expect other people to conform their actions to our pain. We expect them to tiptoe around our triggers instead of us doing the work to heal them. That's the illusion most people are avoiding. But listen closely. It is the very work that will set you free. When you face your psychological pain, when you stop letting the old wound write today's story, you clear the filter. You start seeing people and life as they are, not as your wound insists they must be. And the gift, the love, the freedom, the abundance of God waiting on the other side of that work is beyond your wildest dreams. Because illusions may feel safer, but only truth opens the door to the fullness of life. Don't miss this. The Word has always warned us about illusion, the lies that soothe but never heal, and about the danger of letting our own wounds distort how we see the world. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" When our hearts are carrying unhealed pain, they can trick us. They filter reality through wounds, not truth. That's why old betrayals can make us see new love as a threat. It's not the person in front of us. It's the wound speaking. Proverbs 12:19 reminds us, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment." Illusions don't last. They crumble. They may comfort for a moment, but they cannot carry you through. truth, even when it stings, is eternal. Isaiah 30, 10 through 11 names how people cling to illusions. They say to the seers, "See no more visions," and to the prophets, "Give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophecy illusions. Leave this way, get off this path, and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel." Even in ancient times, people begged for illusions because the sting of truth felt too sharp. But avoiding the sting means missing the freedom. And then John 8:32 gives us the promise we cannot forget. "Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Free from the rot of outward deception. Free from the bondage of inward wounds. Free from seeing life through the filter of pain. Here's the sacred rebuke. God has no interest in propping up illusions. He is truth. And His promise is that we will face the sting. When we let truth strip away illusion, even the ones born of our psychological wounds, freedom follows, always. Most metaphysicians love to talk about the law of attraction. Like attracts like, thought creates reality. And yes, that's true. But here's what often gets missed. When your vibration is being filtered through psychological pain, you aren't attracting from truth. You're attracting from distortion. Unhealed wounds act like a prism, bending light, bending perception, bending energy. You don't see life as it is. You see it as your pain insists it must be. That's why the same patterns keep showing up. It's not just the universe testing you. It's your vibration echoing through the filter of pain. So when Neville Goddard says, "Imagination creates reality," understand this. Imagination unhealed creates distorted reality. If your imagination is running on betrayal, you'll see betrayal in innocent actions. If it's running on rejection, you'll interpret silence as abandonment. Not because it's true, but because the filter makes it feel true. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Man sees first his failure or success, his joy or sorrow, before it manifests in the internal world." That seeing isn't just vision. It's perception. And if your perception is clouded by wounds, you will keep rehearsing sorrow instead of allowing joy. Metaphysically, illusions are not harmless daydreams. They are energetic prisons. They consume your life force by looping you back into old pain. But truth, even when it stings, clears the filter. It realigns your field with source. It brings your vibration back to resonance. That's why the sting is sacred. Because the sting breaks the filter. It cracks the illusion. It sets your energy free. So here's the metaphysical rebuke. Stop confusing comfort with alignment. If your comfort is avoiding the wound, it is not alignment. It is illusion. True alignment will sting at first, but then it stabilizes you, clears your frequency, and restores your creative power. Now take a deep breath with me. Hold it, and then let it out. Put your hand on your heart. The sting here is not meant to punish. It is meant to free you. Let these questions bring light to the filters you've been carrying. Reflection 1. Where in my life Am I choosing illusion because it feels safer than truth? Is it a relationship, a job, or a story I keep telling myself? Reflection 2. What psychological wound might be shaping the way I see reality? For example, am I reading betrayal where there is none, or rejection where there is silence? Reflection 3. How have I expected others to conform to my wounds? Where have I asked people to tiptoe around my pain instead of doing the inner work to heal it? Reflection 4. When have I faced truth, even though it stung, and felt my energy shift into freedom? What was released when I stopped carrying the filter of pain? Reflection 5. Complete this statement in your journal. The illusion I'm most afraid to let go of is, sit with what rises. Don't judge it. Let it speak. Then write the truth that will set you free. Remember, illusions delay, but truth delivers. Facing your wounds doesn't break you. It frees you. The sting is only temporary, but the freedom is eternal. So here's the truth. Illusions may feel safer, but they are prisons dressed up as comfort to keep you bound, repeating the same patterns, seeing life through the filter of pain instead of the clarity of truth. But here's the promise. The sting of truth is not here to break you. It's here to free you. When you face your wounds, when you stop asking others to conform to your pain and instead do the inner work, the filter falls away. And what's left? Clarity, freedom, wholeness. And on the other side of that sting is more love, more joy, more abundance than you can imagine, because Source has not called you to live inside illusion. Source has called you to overflow, and overflow cannot flow through distortion. It requires truth. So let the sting save you. Let it cut so it can cleanse you. Let it burn away the filter so you can see life clearly again. Because the love and the life waiting for you on the other side of facing your pain is greater than your wildest dreams. Don't miss it. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for, and I choose truth even when it stings. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole. And stay rich in truth. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole and rich.